Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Iran's Grand Strategy, a political history by Vali Nassour, examines how the Islamic Republic has pursued security, influence, and regime survival through a long arc of political history. Rather than reducing Iranian behavior to ideology alone, the book situates strategy in institutions, factional competition, and the recurring pressures of war, sanctions, and regional rivalry. Nassour traces how revolutionary ambitions collided with the demands of statecraft, producing a foreign policy that mixes deterrence, diplomacy, and asymmetric tools. The narrative highlights the evolution from the early post-revolutionary period through major turning points, such as the Iran-Iraq War, shifting relations with global powers, and the rise of regional proxy conflicts. Along the way, the book connects domestic legitimacy and economic constraints to external choices, showing how Tehran often pursues layered objectives at once, defending sovereignty, projecting power, and shaping the regional order. The result is a political history of strategy that helps readers interpret both continuity and change in Iranian decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, revolutionary ideology meets the logic of the state. A central theme is how Iran's strategy emerged from the tension between revolutionary identity and the practical imperatives of governing a modern state. Nassour treats ideology as real, but not all-determining, emphasizing how leaders repeatedly had to translate revolutionary goals into workable policy under pressure. The early republic faced immediate challenges of consolidation, internal dissent, and external hostility, which forced choices about priorities: exporting the revolution, defending borders, or stabilizing the economy. The book shows how institutions such as the presidency, the clerical establishment, and the security apparatus shaped what was possible, and how factional competition influenced which strategic line prevailed at a given moment. This perspective helps explain why Iran can appear simultaneously rigid and flexible, insisting on core principles while adjusting tactics. It also clarifies why policy can oscillate between confrontation and negotiation without necessarily signaling a change in ultimate aims. By framing strategy as the product of political bargaining inside the regime, the book encourages readers to look beyond slogans and focus on the incentives, constraints, and coalitions that turn ideology into action. Secondly, the Iran-Iraq War as the crucible of national security thinking. Nassour highlights the Iran-Iraq War as a formative experience that reshaped threat perception and built the foundations of later national security doctrine. The conflict intensified a sense of encirclement and vulnerability, reinforcing the belief that conventional weakness must be offset through resilience, depth, and deterrence. The war also strengthened the role of security institutions and normalized a long-term readiness posture, with profound effects on budget priorities and political legitimacy. In this framework, strategic culture becomes anchored in lessons learned from isolation, battlefield innovation, and the high costs of international indifference. The book connects these lessons to later preferences for asymmetric approaches, including the use of partners and non-state allies, as well as investments in missile capabilities and layered defense. Just as important, the war created domestic narratives of sacrifice and survival that leaders can invoke to justify hardship during sanctions or regional confrontations. Understanding this crucible explains why Iran often interprets regional events through a defensive lens even when acting assertively, and why it prizes strategic depth as insurance against a repeat of existential conflict. Thirdly, sanctions, economic survival, and strategic adaptation. Another major topic is how economic coercion and isolation have shaped grand strategy, not only limiting options but also driving innovation. Nassour explores how sanctions influence internal politics, empowering some constituencies while weakening others, and how this in turn affects foreign policy. Economic pressure can encourage negotiated openings when leaders need relief, yet it can also deepen distrust and harden bargaining positions when sanctions are read as attempts at regime change. The book frames Iran's economic management as inseparable from strategy: securing revenue, maintaining social stability, and sustaining key constituencies are prerequisites for projecting power abroad. This lens helps explain why Iran builds networks that reduce dependence on formal markets, why it cultivates regional trade corridors and sympathetic partners, and why it invests in capabilities that impose costs on adversaries without requiring large conventional spending. Nassour also points to the political symbolism of economic resistance, where endurance becomes part of state legitimacy. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of how economic constraints do not simply weaken Iran, but shape a distinctive strategic repertoire. Fourthly, regional influence through alliances, partners, and strategic depth. Nassour details how Iran has sought influence in the Middle East by building relationships that extend its reach and create buffers against threats. This approach is often described as seeking strategic depth, a concept tied to fears of invasion, encirclement, and sudden escalation. the book connects Iran's regional posture to a mix of objectives deterring stronger militaries, gaining leverage in diplomacy, and shaping the balance of power in neighboring states. Instead of portraying these relationships as purely ideological, Nasser presents them as tools of statecraft that evolved over time in response to shifting opportunities and dangers. The result is a pragmatic pattern support for aligned actors can be intensified, moderated, or redirected depending on costs, internal debates, and the international environment. The topic also clarifies why regional arenas become interconnected in Iran's thinking, with gains in one theater used to offset pressure in another. For readers trying to interpret headlines about proxy conflict, this section provides a framework for understanding how Iran weighs risk, plausible deniability, deterrence, and political influence as parts of a single regional strategy. Lastly, diplomacy, deterrence, and bargaining with global powers, a final key theme is the interplay between diplomatic engagement and coercive leverage in Iran's dealings with major powers. Nasser emphasizes that Iranian strategy often combines negotiation with instruments designed to improve bargaining position, including regional leverage and deterrent capabilities. This helps explain why diplomatic openings can coexist with actions that appear escalatory. The aim may be to shape the terms of engagement, signal resolve, and prevent adversaries from believing pressure alone will deliver capitulation. The book situates these choices within domestic politics, where different factions argue over how much compromise is acceptable and how to preserve regime legitimacy while reducing external risk. It also examines how shifting international alignments and perceptions of U.S. policy influence Tehran, affecting whether leaders pursue accommodation, hedging, or confrontation. By treating diplomacy as an arena of competition rather than a simple alternative to conflict, Nasser offers a realistic view of how agreements are pursued, contested, and sometimes undermined. Readers gain tools to analyze future negotiations by focusing on incentives, credible commitments, and the domestic coalitions required to sustain any strategic pivot. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a grounded explanation of Iranian behavior beyond caricatures, including students of international relations, policy professionals, journalists, and informed general readers following Middle East affairs. It benefits the reader by offering a historical and political framework for interpreting events that otherwise look contradictory, such as alternating periods of negotiation and confrontation, or defensive rhetoric paired with regional activism. By connecting foreign policy to institutions, factional politics, war memory, and economic constraint, the book helps readers assess what is likely to change in Tehran and what is likely to persist, which is valuable for analysis, business risk awareness, and civic understanding. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on ideology, nuclear issues, or a single regional theater, Nasser aims for a broader grand strategy view that integrates domestic and external drivers into one narrative. That wider scope makes it worth buying for anyone who wants a coherent map of Iran's strategic logic across decades rather than a snapshot of one crisis. The payoff is a clearer ability to read signals, identify incentives, and understand why certain policy tools recur. If you would like to support Vali Nasser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.